Video, that Christianity is a lame joke. Canterbury Cathedral hosts silent disco amid protests. By Dylan Gwynn on February 9, 2024. Some called it the rave at the Nave, but others use terms like sacrilege to describe two 90s-themed silent discos held at one of the United Kingdom's oldest cathedrals. The beautiful interior of Canterbury Cathedral looked more like a vintage 90s-era nightclub than a revered place of worship on Thursday night. Dozens of revelers jumped up and down with glow sticks while listening to beats on their headphones. Canterbury Cathedral is one of the oldest and most revered houses of worship in all of Christianity. Founded in 597 CE, the church is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury. The senior bishop of the Church of England and principal leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Given the cathedral's historic and modern place of importance, the Dean of Canterbury, the very Reverend Dr. David Monteith, assured the public that the disco was categorically not a rave in the nave, and would be appropriate to and respectful of the cathedral. These assurances did not reassure the faithful protesting outside the cathedral on Thursday or the others who signed a petition to stop the event. According to the petition, which as of Friday had garnered 1,779 signatures, the disco will have the opposite effect of bringing young people to the church. It will not bring young people closer to Christ, rather it will send the message that Christ and His church, and all the truth, beauty and goodness it has to offer, are unimportant, the petition read. That entertainment deserves our attention more than God. That Christians do not take their faith or their holy places seriously. That Christianity is a lame joke. The disco also brought a rebuke from Father Calvin Robinson, a priest and outspoken critic of the Church of England's leftward lunge. Appeals to the history and sanctity of the cathedral did not sway church leadership, who insisted that the revelers be allowed to discover Canterbury on their own terms. Whether people choose to come to Canterbury Cathedral primarily as worshippers, sightseers, or attendees at our events, it's always joyous to see them discover this incredible place anew and on their own terms, Monteith added. Canterbury Cathedral will host the second of the two silent discos on Friday night.